It is now 9 a.m. This is a mandatory pre-bid meeting for ITB REC 260-623. This is a rebid for the underbrush removal services. My name is Louis Joseph from the city of Ocala. Just need to say your name, your company.
Robert Greyhouse, Cut Up Lawn Service.
Jason Driggers, Comprehensive Land Solutions.
Matthew with Aztec Land Stores.
Alex with 2K Property Services.
Jeff Curley, City of Ocala, Recreation and Parks.
John Milligan, Extreme Enterprises.
Jason Harrell, JCM Outdoor Services.
Thank you everyone for coming out. As you know, this bid closes on June 23rd, 2026 at 2 p.m. I will now turn this meeting over to the project manager, Jeff Curley.
Yes, good morning. How you guys doing? We got about three areas that we're doing underbrushing in this park. It's pretty much everything under 4 inches we're taking out. We're going to stay about 10 feet off of the property lines to do that. So we'll just walk through here and I can kind of give you an idea of where the three areas are. This first area is going to be this area here. We're going to start here, and then as we walk around, you'll see another opening on the other side. So it'll be all this area in here. So, okay.
Watch your steps.
As like I was saying, this first area is kind of from the parking lot. It'll be about where the sign is right there, that little yellow sign right there. And then it'll be back towards the property line. Like I said, about 10 feet off the property line. Pretty much all the properties have fences on there, so it should be able to delineate when the fences are. So. All right, the second section is going to start kind of where the retention pond is, that area. And we're going to go through this area. And as we walk around the corner, you'll see a clump of past that. So this one will, where this pine tree is over to the property line, like I said, from here, the retention pond and everything on this side of the sidewalk, not the bamboo, but everything else. We'll leave these clumps of bamboo. This last section is going to start kind of where this opening is, and we'll be heading that direction. It'll be everything on this side of the trail, and you'll see where it kind of ends over there. There are some trees down there. We're just whatever you can mow over. The bigger stuff will just go around. So I know there is a couple trees and logs that are still in here. On this side of the trail. Basically, it's going to just end kind of where the trail makes the bend right there, that big pine tree. So it's that area all the way to that opening I said, and then up to the trail on this side. So, but that's what we got for this park.
So pretty much all the overgrowth.
Yes. Yeah, pretty everything under 4 inches.
What are you looking for the finished product to look like?
As mulched as best we can, right, to get we can get it. So, anybody got any other questions? Are good.
Anything sure. Else?
Nope. That's it for here.
All right, we're moving to the next one. We are now on.
Jeff Curley, City of Ocala, Recreation and Parks.
I'll get the name. Who wasn't there?
James Gunther, Tip Top Tree Experts.
Andrew Garza, Series.
Keith Thornton, Davy Tree.
Joey Pate, Davy Tree.
Robert Dean, CNM Lawn Care and Tree Service.
Logan Van Hoodaham, Swamp State.
Will Conrad, Conrad Tree. Mike Haney, Haney Lawn Service.
Cody Ellis, C&W Environmental.
Austin Strickland, Palmetto Land Services.
Thank you, fellas.
James Walls, Tree Service Group.
Thank you guys for coming out. As you know, you guys was in at the Heritage Park. You know, you can get an opportunity to go and see it yourself. Jeff would give you exactly where he wants for the brush to be done. So you can take a look at it. As you know, this is almost like 10 acres in total. You have one that's 5.5 and one is like 4.0. Mm-hmm. So you have an idea how you should place your bid. Okay. All right.
All right. Good morning, guys. So we got here at Scott Springs. We'll walk through the whole thing. Let you know that this area has been underbrushed a couple times already over the last few years. There's still a few things in there. There's some, you'll see some rock that's in there, some limestone rock. And once we get further around, you'll see there's some holes. The best thing to do is just do the best you can around those to do that. So, but we'll go ahead and get started. We'll show you kind of where we're going to lay out. We can start while we sit here. You can see that 4x4 post. That's kind of the property corner. And as you go in out into the woods there, you're kind of going along behind the Aldi's there. We're going to probably keep about 10 foot off the curb that runs along there. And then once we get further down, you'll see there's another wooden fence by the storage unit over there. And that'll be kind of a guide for your property line. But we'll go ahead and walk that, and then we'll see where it goes after that.
And I will also post the recording of this meeting in ProIFX. So you should be able to go in there. You should be able to listen to it. And you get an idea of the first one as well.
So y'all have already been to the first set?
Yes.
You doing all right?
Yeah. You?
Yes, sir. Getting hot.
Yes, it is.
I'll let you guys know it'll start here, and it's going to go this way, and it's going to be everything on the left-hand side of the driveway.
I didn't think we were going to get it anywhere after I did see it, because I knew we wasn't going to be the lowest bid. I knew that was going to be the lowest bid, and they bid it pretty low. I did see the lowest bid.
The line is roughly about right in here, kind of where on the edge of these trees are. And then where you got that other tree line there, kind of goes down and it goes over. So there's a portion that goes out. It's going to be, one side's going to be on this, the open field side. On the other side, there's a fence that's for a DRA over there. So it'll be that area in between there. And, but then it still goes all this way, all the way to the back parking lot back there.
So from right here all the way to that back parking lot, all the way around.
Yes. Yeah, except for this kind of open field back here. Pretty much where we're standing, and then up to that tree line, and then out there to there's another parking lot out there, and then over to the retention area.
So what type of buffer are we trying to stuff in the parking lot?
You can go right to it. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, the Aldi would be the only one that I would stay about 10 feet off that curb, give a little bit of buffer. The rest of it, you can kind of come right up to the, you can come right up to the fence along here.
All right. And all of this, we're still going up to the fence area.
It's about right here.
Right where you're standing?
Yeah, and then we'll follow the fence along that way.
Okay.
So this will be kind of your line here and then over.
And it's the same, all this stuff is laying down? If it's
we don't have to touch it. Yeah, whatever you can mow over. If it's too big to do it, then just go around it. It's fine.
And that's DBH, right? 4 inches of DBH?
Yes, 4 inch.
At breast height?
Yes. Yeah. So, if you like, you want to walk further down and look at that down there, or we can do that.
Did I hear you say that you had already gone to the other park already?
Yes.
So we have to go down our own. I've been there before, but...
Is it already...
You don't have to go there if you've been there before.
Okay. It's already the same as last time.
It's the same as last time.
All right. Yeah.
Do we need to sign a different sheet?
Nope.
Park?
Okay.
Nope.
That's
the
fort.
The heritage. The fort is not... It's no longer part of it. Sites. It's just two sites.
Okay, oh, it took one site.
Yeah, that's why we did. That's why we did the rebid on it.
Before we leave, can I redo another one in my email? And I don't think I got email right, but I don't think we can redo it.
Okay.
So,
be careful.
So we're not going all the way to the fence. We're leaving 10.
Yeah, we're not going. Yeah.
That's where we were standing at all the way around. Kind of the buffer or the line.
You need 10 foot or so between the fence and we'll be doing
the fence.
He was asking again about the debris on the ground. If it's too big, like a big log or something like that, just go around it. Got mounds and holes in it. It'll be right here. You'll see it as we're going along. Up, it's just right on the other side of this group of trees. There's kind of like a little opening over there. But just on the other side of the group of trees, that's where it's going to stop. Yeah, so I told you the fence, this is the fence I'm talking about. So it's nothing in the DRA. It's on this side, it's about where that clearing is.
And all the way up to this fence, right?
Yes, up to this fence. And we can walk, there's a little bit of a trail if you want to go back in there and look at it, or you feel good about where you're at back there.
Is there much trash back there?
Do what?
Do you know of any trash back there?
There is. There probably is a little bit. I couldn't say for certain because this used to be an old farm site, and like I said, it has been mowed a couple times, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't find something.
Yeah, right.
So we're going through all of that all the way back that way.
Yes.
Yeah, the entirety of the overgrowth.
Yeah, pretty much where we showed you that line back there to the road, out to where we started from.
How many acres is this thing?
It's about five acres.
Yeah. The other one's like 4.4, right?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, this one's about 5.5.
There's no 10 acre
lot. Does anybody else got any questions on it, or
you guys have any questions?
You guys good?
No. You don't ever answer your phone when I call you.
I was driving this time.
Like, maybe I'm at the wrong place and I tried to call you. No answer, no call back.
All right, if we don't have any questions, fellas, thank you for coming out. Please just check ProIFX. I'm going to upload the sign-in sheet today, and I'm also going to upload the recording today so you can always go back and listen to the recording. From the first one into that one. Whatever questions that you have, post it in Pro IFX. Once I get it, I'll send it over to Jeff. Jeff will give me the answer, and I'll post it right back up there. Once you post any questions, whatever questions you post, the answers, you're automatically going to get an email to let you know that your question has been answered. If you have any other thing that you need to ask, you could always call me. My number's on is in the system, on the sheet as well. So just give me a call. Huh?
Who are you?
Lewis.
Lewis, okay.
Yeah. All right.
With regards to if someone asks a question, is everyone privy to that question?
Yes. Answer? You will all get to see the answer and the question. This is why we ask everybody to go through Pro IFX for the questions. Okay? As you know, this ends on what, June 23rd? The questions are due, I think, 2 days before the end date. So please feel free to contact us if you have any questions. And you don't have to wait till the last minute to bid on this. No one can see your bid. I can't see it. No one else can see it. So I just don't want you to wait the last minute to try to bid on it. Then you have a problem of getting into the system. Sometimes we do go a little, and we do have a little glitch in the system. So please. It has to go through the system.
Okay, so you got to do it through.
Yeah, it has to go through the system. All right?
Oh, we can do it right now, right?
Yeah, you can do it right now. All right? Thanks a lot, fellas, for coming out.
Appreciate it, brother. Hey, is your number a house phone number?